This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will award the National Medal of Science and the National Medal of Technology and Innovation today. That'll be taking place in the East Room at 11:30 this morning Eastern. Tonight at 6, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his partner Jody Hayden will meet the President and First Lady in the South Portico part of the White House. Federal prosecutors will reportedly sit down for a couple of closed-door interviews this week as part of the House Judiciary Committee's investigation into alleged politicization of the Hunter Biden investigation. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Martin Estrada, is set to meet with the committee today, while the Justice Department Tax Division attorney, Stuart Goldberg, will meet tomorrow. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband internet.
Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on accessing social media platforms in order to be eligible for the federal funding. Additionally, Cruz's bill would establish guidelines to regulate the amount of screen time assigned to students as part of their academic coursework. In a statement, the Texas Republican characterized social media as addictive and distracting, expressing concerns about its potential to be misused or harmful to children. I'm John Schaefer.
The House remains without a speaker, going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum was held last night to hear from those who have filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. Eight contenders are now in the running. The moon may be 40 million years older than scientists have said in the past. A study published in Geochemical Perspectives Letters revealed molten crystals from the moon's surface suggests Earth's collision with the planet Theia, in theory, creating the moon, happened much earlier than scientists predicted. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Detroit police are emphasizing that the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue is not believed to be connected to anti-Semitism.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
Police Chief James White stated that they are actively pursuing a suspect in the case. Samantha Wall was discovered with multiple stab wounds on a sidewalk near her residence on Saturday morning. She held the position of president of the Isaac Agree Downtown Detroit Synagogue. She also previously worked for two Democratic Michigan politicians. Experts are warning about a challenging respiratory virus season and strongly recommend getting vaccinated. Dave Collins has more.
CDC forecast says there could be as many as 25 new weekly hospitalizations for every 100,000 people in the U.S. The CDC suggests the season will be similar to last year, which had hospitals more full than any other point in the pandemic.
This year, Halloween candy prices have surged by 13%, as reported by both the U.S. Bureau of Labor and a supply chain expert from UCLA. The increase in cost can be attributed to the elevated expense of ingredients, labor, and transportation. Consequently, the average American household is projected to allocate about $35 for candy this year, a rise from the previous year's $30 expenditure. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Megan Barth. I told you we'd find her. No matter, she can run, but she can't hide. We'll track her down sooner or later. It's just that she's been greatly missed. We also always appreciate her perspective, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Well, I should have hit harder.
I'm doing great. Lots to talk about. Let's start with, first of all, Jim Jordan and what's going on with this House Speaker situation. It's like they are holding him up as a piñata. And in the process, just evaporating political capital. I'm talking about, the Republican Party right now and not, getting this handled. And here, instead of him gaining more votes, after each round, he's losing. Well, what's that telling us?
Well, you know, in a way, it's a good thing. I actually wrote about this yesterday on the Nevada Globe. And in a way, it's a good thing because now we know where the enemies are within the party. We understand where they are. We understand where their districts are. We understand who we have to primary. And that needs to happen. What I understand is that these Republicans come from maybe purple districts or some in, Biden-favored areas, and don't ask me how they won, but they did. Mm-hmm. And most of them, from what I understand, many of them sit on on the Appropriations Committee. So they're part of the problem. They're the ones mm-hmm. that basically bend to the will of the Democrats and not their constituents.
Exactly.
It's obvious that Jim Jordan is favored by conservatives. He's being endorsed by conservatives. He's being endorsed by former President Trump. He's being endorsed by basically every conservative in America. But then now we have the moderates who always, always historically, if you just look back in history, whether it's John McCain, who gave us Obamacare, whether it's Mitt Romney, who gave us Obama, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have completely undermined the conservative movement in the country. They're the ones that, you know, they might campaign as conservatives, they might use all of the buzzwords, but when they get into office, they do deals with Democrats and stab the Republican Party in the back. And that's why the Republican Party, for example, in Nevada, is in the minority party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we had a moderate governor who signed the largest tax increase in the history of Nevada, we have not had a majority in the legislature since. And that is because Republicans just decided to stay home. So at least we know where the places are that we need the primary. At least we know who they are. And we'll see what happens. But
Megan, leadership for the Republican Party knew this a long time ago. I mean, they've acquiesced and just went along. I mean, and this idea that they should be sensitive to districts that were won by Joe Biden, They need to do maybe a little analysis on these numbers. We just had a CPA on who's done a deep dive on these numbers. And again, he reminded everybody that you had hundreds and thousands of votes that were only cast for the president. There was no downline voting. It's all very spurious. It's suspicious at best, especially as we know. And he's a CPA of CPAs. Okay, when CPAs need to get their kind of holy hallelujah on their documentation and their work effort, they go to him. I mean, this is how upper tier this auditor is, and he audited the numbers and pointed out that even on these. On these ballots, there was a consistent imprint on the ballots, which leads you to believe that many of these were printed. And when you track where this took place, possibly between New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, it's all very suspicious. But of course, we don't have any. There's no curiosity from the mainstream media. No curiosity, even from the judicial branch of our government.
Well, yeah, you're being an election denier. That's the new word that the Democrats use to defame and libel anyone that dares.
Well, they want to invalidate you.
I find it very interesting, though. I find it very interesting that the Democrats unanimously voted for an election denier for the Speaker of the House, and that would be Hakeem Jeffries, and that was the title of my piece. Election deniers vote, or excuse me, Democrats vote for election denier as Speaker. Now, it's really interesting, and they did this in the spirit of bipartisanship, so don't ask me how they want to basically just put Hakeem Jeffries in charge of the Republican Party, who is in the majority of in the House. That, to them, is bipartisanship, which should tell you everything that you need to know about the Democratic Party. They're not interested in bipartisanship, unless, of course, they are working with moderates who are just keep signing checks and sending foreign aid all over the world to Ukraine or now to Gaza. That's what they want. They want Republicans who will bend to their will. But it's interesting for them to nominate Hakeem Jeffries, who back in 2016 launched a series of tweets, which I screenshotted, captured, and so did the RNC, with calling Trump an illegitimate president, that he's not president. He was using all of the same buzzwords that many of us have used for Joe Biden. The difference is that the Democrats tried to manufacture a stolen election by the Russians or Macedonian bot farmers, whereby, as you just mentioned, actually the Democrats stole the election. It was a coup in 2020, because you don't necessarily have ballots that have perfectly imprinted circles that are just perfect. They don't go outside the line. Many of those ballots, like you said, were just top ticket votes, nothing down ballot. And so the evidence is there, but no judge would look at it. We had 12 binders of evidence, and I was part of the investigation in Nevada where we had, for example, our Indian reservations here were doing raffles and handing out gas cards and handing out gift cards for voters. You can't do that. That's against
the law. It's only a little bit illegal, right?
right. Yeah, exactly. So that's what we have, and that's why we have Joe Biden, who, if you saw him in Israel while he was there, and some Democrat in the press, I can't remember who it was, said Joe Biden is the only president in modern history that have gone to two war zones. Well, under Trump, we didn't have two wars that started.
Right.
I don't think that that's something that you need to flex about. Joe Biden is the only president that's gone to two war zones. Oh, well, okay. Right. So we're on the brink of World War III, so maybe he'll now go to, three war zones.
Well, he still can't find the border. Because he doesn't know he doesn't know where north or south is right now, but he sure will, defend a border, for other countries, for Ukraine, but certainly not for the United States, right? For his own citizens.
Well, the borders are. Who's supposedly Kamala Harris? She hasn't been there either. So
it's a total joke. And the fact of the matter is, Megan, is that the American voter needs to realize the joke is on them. and the joke is coming to you as if that's not enough. Well, here's some inflation. Here's the cost of living. Here's everything that is just holding you down, brought to you by the Biden administration. Got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay right where you are.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barr is with us, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, a lot of the news that's coming out, I mean, even the BBC, other international outlets are warning of the false news. But, you know, why should we be surprised? The fog of war is the fog of war. And, you know, whoever grabs a hold of the narrative, gets to run with whatever story they want to run with. A missile that's coming out of the south heading north somehow is the responsibility of Israel. Well, wait a minute, I can't follow that trajectory. You know, Israel is in the north and they're firing south, not the other way, unless it happens to be one of those JFK magic bullets, I guess, huh?
Right, and this was an absolute, this was blood libel, it's hard for me to believe, being a member of the press, I'm in the Nevada Press Corps, that the national press would immediately run with what Hamas told them was true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Palestinian Ministry of Health or whoever mm-hmm. it was. Well,
right.
You know, the quote unquote Palestine, whatever that is run by Hamas. They were elected mm-hmm. in 2007. And what surprised me the most was not only that the press was wrong, because, I mean, they're usually wrong, and they're always on the wrong side of history, but the amount of Americans that have rallied around a terrorist group. I mean, imagine if that happened after 9/11. You know, I don't remember.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No.
I don't remember colleges erupting in protests that supported, you know, the dozen or so Islamic terrorists that drove three planes into buildings and fields, you know, saying, oh, well, we deserved it. I mean, I remember Franklin Lloyd Wright, Reverend Wright.
Reverend Wright, yes, exactly.
Yeah, Reverend Wright saying, you know, the chickens have come home to roost. But that was
right.
An anomaly. You know, that just happened to be Obama's pastor. But now we have these colleges erupting in protests. And, of course, the DSA, which is the Democrat Socialists of America, which basically are Democrats. They just call themselves progressives. You know, mm-hmm. rallying around the paratroopers, the terrorist paratroopers, and the terrorists in general. I mean, that's what shocks me, that there is this uprising in America of anti-American sentiment, specifically in our colleges. And again, much like the Republicans in the House that are going against Jim Jordan, at least we know where the enemies are.
Exactly.
And now they've shown themselves to the world where they are. We know where they are, and the backlash against these protests for Hamas, these terrorist-loving college students, their chickens are coming home to roost, because we have major donors from colleges rescinding their donations.
Yes, exactly.
Whether that be Wharton at Penn or whether that be Harvard, et cetera. And that's exactly what needs to happen. There needs to be this financial backlash against these institutions that have basically allowed and trained these future, quote-unquote, social justice leaders that they are grooming on college campuses.
Well, you've got a professor, was he from Stanford or was it from Harvard, said he put a notice out, said, don't hire any of these kids. What? I mean, here it is. They've spent, maybe $250,000 for their education, and they're shooting themselves in the foot because, and I think that some businesses are making, you know, the appropriate decision, saying, you know, how do I have these people in my company? I mean, they're loaded with hatred. I mean, unless I'm a hate-filled organization, I don't know how I bring them on the team here and have them destroy my company potentially with all this meanness and this hatred that's residing in their hearts. And again, it's one thing, you know, if it's somebody who's been raised in America, then I have a little bit more hope for their redemption. I have less hope for these kids who've come from the Middle East, who at birth have been taught to hate Israel, and they have carried this hate with them. And this is something that's been passed on through the millennia from one generation to the next, to the degree that here it is, from the river to the sea. They want Israel wiped out. I mean, there's no negotiation. And this idea that Joe Biden thinks that he can negotiate, and I'm surprised even Bibi Netanyahu is thinking that maybe there is a two-state solution. Well, in a sense, you kind of had a two-state solution. You had the Palestinians there in the Gaza, and as soon as you let them take over in 07, They've been sending missiles ever since, and now it's exacerbated to the point where they tear down the fence and they invade Israel, killing, you know, hundreds of people, defenseless civilians, and babies, decapitating them, Megan. And the American press and Americans at large can somehow think that it's justified? I mean, we're sick.
Yeah, you know, the whole two-state solution is a myth, okay? I mean, let's just, I mean, as long as you and I have been alive, there's been talk about a two-state solution. It's hard to have a two-state solution when one side wants to annihilate the other side.
Yeah, where's the other state? Where's the other state's residents, right?
Right, yeah. You can't coexist with people who want to annihilate you and wipe you off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When those people send in paragliders, killing 250 people, mostly young adults, at a festival, music festival, and then kidnapping and taking hostage many of the others, including women, children, and the disabled. They're not interested in coexisting.
Mm-hmm.
Bless me. They're not interested in having a two-state solution, and they're certainly not interested in peace. When we see that, you know, they put out this propaganda that somebody mainstream media picks up, plus me, saying that Israel bombed a hospital and killed 500 people, and the press just runs with it, and it ends up being a parking lot next to the hospital. So tell me where the 500 people are, where the 500 people in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
exactly. And show me the fins of a missile that designate that this was, in fact, a missile that came from, you know, that came from Israel. All the evidence and the intel says the missile came from south to north. That's why I said it's just south to north is it originated from the Gaza. Well, you know, and by the way, it's very well noted that these missiles, because a lot of them are homemade missiles. They asked them, they said, how did you guys get this technology? They go, oh, YouTube. So these are homemade missiles that they have constructed, and it is very well accepted by everybody in the region that there are consistent misfires with missiles from, you know, from that area, you know, from Hamas.
Right, and they're probably the missiles that were made out of the water pipes that were actually supposed to provide water to Gaza, where they basically made missiles. So that's why I said the two-state solution, I mean, can we just stop talking about it? It's a myth. We've tried it since at least 2007, if not before. They don't want it. And when you look at Israel on a map, it's about the size of Rhode Island, and it's surrounded by people who want to kill them. I mean, the only stability we have in the Middle East, especially now under Joe Biden, is Israel. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at a map, if you understand geography, it's very clear. And so they're our only stability in the Middle East. And then ask these terrorists, these college students, those terrorist-loving sympathizers, where are the Israelis supposed to go? What's your two-state solution?
Exactly. Well, and also, let me ask you this. What happens after the demise of Israel? Who's their next target?
Well, exactly. And that's why I said Israel is our only stability, really, in the greater Middle East. When you look at them, they are surrounded. You know, we have imported terrorists through our open border, through our visa system. I don't know if you saw this, but I think under the Trump presidency, they hired a Palestinian sympathizer in the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. What are you talking about? And so, you know, this is a very, it's just indicative of the absolute bankruptcy which is D.C.
Well, yes, and part of the Biden administration, to your point, we've had a sympathizer who has relaxed and negated the sanctions against the sale of Iranian oil. And they've done very well, thank you very much. I mean, upwards of $60 billion so far that they've been able to generate. And, of course, that continues to, to support and pay for their war machine and all their war efforts. Megan Barth, as always, we appreciate the time. Take care.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As the Biden administration mulls banning menthol cigarettes, critics warn it would increase crime and empower cartels. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Our southern border faces serious problems, and a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes would make them worse. Cartels have smuggled illegal drugs like fentanyl for years. Adding menthol cigarettes to their list of products puts more money in their pockets. Stronger cartels make for a weaker America. Oppose the federal menthol ban.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the National Medal of Science and the National Medal of Technology and Innovation today. That'll be taking place in the East Room at 11:30 this morning Eastern. Tonight at 6, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his partner Jody Hayden will meet the President and First Lady in the South Portico part of the White House. The House remains without a speaker, going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum was held last night to hear from those who have filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. 8 contenders are now in the running. The moon may be 40 million years older than scientists have said in the past. A study published in Geochemical Perspectives Letters revealed molten crystals from the moon's surface suggests Earth's collision with the planet Theia, in theory, creating the moon, happened much earlier than scientists predicted. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Al Parada, yes, the managing editor of the stream, is with us. Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
So a lot going on. Well, we can say hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, pneumonia, huh? She's feeling better?
Yeah.
I thought I'd channel my Ricky Nelson there. Did you recognize that?
No.
You remember that? Remember that song, "Hello, Mary Lou"?
Hello, Mary Lou. Oh yeah, goodbye, huh?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You got it. Yeah, just walk down memory lane that probably people don't even want to remember.
Yeah.
I think I had a girlfriend at the time named Mary Lou. I think that's maybe that's why that stays with me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, speaking of sweetness, she will forever be the darling of America, won't she?
Yeah. And it's one of those ones that hits you when you saw the headline. She was really sick.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa. Because you remember the young girl with the pixie hair and the big smile and all that. And I'm glad she's doing well. And also the point that was made by somebody writing at CNN was, American gymnasts were not exactly the bomb,
Yeah, right.
For all those years. And it was, the Russians had to dominate Romania. And here comes Mary Lou Retton, and she ignited what has become the American domination of gymnastics.
Exactly.
So it's more than a cereal box, we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who had a great impact, on sport in America.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of effect did she have on young girls, thereafter?
Yeah.
I mean, the sport, you know, just exploded. And of course, you know, for me, I got to tell you, you know, watching these girls doing the balance beam, for example, I'm thinking, you know, I could not have a daughter doing the balance. I'd have a heart attack just watching them trying to balance and, you know, and especially at an Olympic level and that sort of thing. And of course, I have a daughter, and then my daughter decides, oh, she wants to be a gymnast, and I'm, oh my goodness, you know, thank God, you know, thank God she didn't, you know, stay in the sport that long. So I only had half a heart attack. I didn't have to have a full heart attack watching her, you know, do these, you know, exercises and, you know, the pressure. I mean, it's one thing, a floor exercise, but you start getting on the balance beam and you gotta, you know, and you're doing a flip on a balance beam. I mean, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that, you know, talk about these other sports, but something like that, that's just, wow.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Gracefully, too. I mean, that's the key. It's like, you know, you might be able to manage it very, in a very ugly manner, but to do it with like beauty and make it look effortless is...
No, it was amazing. Yeah, no doubt. And the thing is, when you still, you know, like Mary Lou Retton is like, it's almost like still yesterday, Al. And so, you know, she's getting older, and but even still, she's young. And, you know, of course, we're always concerned about anything that has to do with our lungs. You know, we're still COVID sensitive. So everybody, you know, we're doing everything we can, praying for her, burning novena candles, whatever it takes, you know, to, you know, get her, come alongside and strengthen her and, you know, get her back to health again.
Yeah. And yeah. At least from the news yesterday, it looked like she was home and on the mend, didn't that?
Yeah. That's very positive. Well, meanwhile, you know, then we have the Middle East and all the craziness going on there, right?
Yeah, and that's why I kind of started the brew yesterday with the Mary Lou Retton story, because of that.
Yeah,
it was because of this idea. You know, there's so much nasty stuff going on for a mental break. But hey, let's start with something. Hey, there's a little bit of good news and good cheer before we get
exactly
into our. The mess that we are that is going on, and the mess that we're probably going to find ourselves in.
Right. Well, this is what's happened. We've been ignoring Iran. I mean, how many red lines have we set out, you know, for Iran? You know, here's our red line. I mean, it wasn't just Obama. I mean, this has been going on for decades. You know, and then on top of that, somehow, I don't know if they've got pictures of Joe Biden or Barack Obama or whoever, Hillary, Bill, I don't know. But, you know, we keep giving them money. We think somehow we're going to be able to appease them. And I think, didn't we learn, you know, during World War One, World War Two, you know, the history books, you know, quite clear that appeasement doesn't work. But somehow, you know, the Democrats in typical, you know, Marxist, you know, socialistic ideal form, you know, oh, Bill, you don't understand. We just haven't had enough time. We just haven't had enough money to really prove that this idea really works. It really does work. In whose world has it ever worked?
Yeah. And this idea, and it goes back to, I mean, it goes back way back, but like the Obama administration, they were pitching the idea that they were negotiating with moderates in Iran. There's such thing in terms of leadership. It doesn't exist. but that's what they're trying to sell, that we're making a deal. We're not dealing with the crazies. We're dealing with more moderate elements within Iran in terms of negotiations. They later admitted that was a lie. It came out that was a lie. They had been negotiating with the hardcore people. But it, for some reason, again, do they have pictures? Do they have evidence of some nefarious deeds? Because it was very strange during Obama's this year, then to which the administration was bending over backwards to give Iran whatever it wanted in terms of just trying to get that nuclear deal. I mean, one of the
and the nuclear deal. See, the nuclear deal is so confusing, Al, because they led us to believe the nuclear deal was that Iran would not get a nuclear bomb. It wasn't. It was a deferral. And President Obama, Joe Biden, everybody sit there, look straight in the mirror, and say, you know, Iran will never get a nuclear weapon. They will never get that. Remember, time and again, it was like, you will never have to give up your doctor. You'll have your same doctor. You know, it's one lie after another. And these aren't just little slips. These aren't just minor misunderstandings. Mm-hmm. These are just blatant, flat-out lies.
Right.
And, you know, and the thing is, it's no wonder. You know, America has become just like the Democratic Party in dealing with Iran. We have a red line and we just, you know, trip over it. We just erase it and, you know, let them continue to get away with this stuff. And meanwhile, here they are selling out America. They're getting us involved in two more wars. And I think we're pretty well bankrupt right now. In fact, we're having to borrow money to get involved with, you know, two wars, and one war especially, which could, you know, in lickety split time, Al, could go from a regional to a World War III. We're that close.
Oh, it is, and you're not, and we're not overstating it by saying that. But, you know, I'm a drama queen here. This could get very ugly, very, very quick, because clearly Iran is trying to goad us into something. But, you know, we got to wonder why. Is like, yeah. China kind of helping them? Does China want to go to sit there? You know, I don't know. But Iran has become incredibly dangerous. They were getting weakened under Trump, but now they're back to being dangerous. And obviously, they think there's an advantage to sending, having other allies throw missiles at our bases.
Exactly.
And that's okay for them to kill Americans in Israel.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, are they, it's like they want to pick a fight with America. They're really goading us, right? I mean, to your point that, you know, Russia would love nothing better, you know, than to, let's go head to head. I mean, forget the proxies, you know, you and me, throw it down, meet you in the back of the schoolyard, let's go make it happen, at the expense of, citizens on both sides of the borders here. And they're, you know, it's like, Iran is becoming a proxy of Russia here, I think, is what you're suggesting.
Well, they're all beamed together. A little bit of an alliance there. Russia, Iran, China. And it's not a free.
It's just
where the weakness comes in. They look at Joe Biden and they just do not see anyone who is a threat to them.
Well, you know, the thing is,
but the problem is the perception. That's the difference.
Exactly. Well, do you come away with any idea that Biden, you know, Team Biden have an idea that they know where this is going? That, you know, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, it's another endless war the Democrats has got us involved with. And what's the end game here? You know, with Israel and Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Count me confused. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Al Parada after this.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. 1 million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
And you can call him Al. Call him Al Parada. He is with Stream.org. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, just sharing with Al. I don't know about you. I don't know if you're nervous at all about Joe Biden, you know, being in charge here. We're on the brink of two wars. I mean, think about it. Joe Biden, that Robert Gates, you remember, had said that, you know, Biden's been wrong on top foreign policy issues for decades. I mean, he cut him no quarter. I mean, Joe Biden is batting 1,000% when it comes to foreign policy. And here he is. He's leading the charge, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, with a war that we have no idea what the end will be, what it looks like. You know, Zelensky keeps coming in, talking to Congress, and he just needs more money. And we keep giving him money that we don't have. In fact, we got to pay the interest fee on it. And it's not like Zelensky saying, hey, loan us the money, we'll pay you back. No, it's, you know, we're just spending money like a bunch of drunken sailors. And now we've got Hamas in Israel. And, you know, and it concerns me because Joe goes all the way to Israel to kind of put pressure, I think, on Bibi Netanyahu to say, look, at you know, we don't want you getting there crazy. Don't go like a bunch of cowboys running into these tunnels. You know, we've got these hostages to, you know, to preserve, to do what we can here to save them. We've had, what, four hostages released now, Al?
Yeah.
And so there's no question. I mean, this is a very precarious situation. You know, the underground warfare, I mean, this is urban warfare at its worst. And you always, in these kind of situations, any military expert will tell you, and anybody who has undergone this kind of combat situation, this is extremely dangerous. I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of death and destruction that's involved here. And no doubt about it. And I just, I am praying to God that, and, you know, God would intercede just like he did with the Yom Kippur War 50 years ago, because this is a replay of it. And no doubt God's hand was upon Israel. Now, it may be a different story because Israel of 50 years ago versus Israel today, it's become more and more secular. And I'm not hearing any spiritual alignment, any spiritual consideration. It's just we're going to wipe out Hamas. And, you know, meanwhile, they're trying to do this with their eye over their right shoulder, keeping an eye on what's going on with Hezbollah, and is Syria going to jump in, and Iran, are they going to, you know, finally lose their skulls and somehow the international community, which is interesting, the international community somehow wants to, you know, play patty cake on this thing, Al, that Iran had little to do with the Hamas attack on Israel on October the 7th.
Yeah. We do not have specific messages from the head guy saying, giving the order. Like, you know, it's the plain coy. I mean,
it's like they're using the same argument for why the Biden brand didn't collect a bunch of money from foreign governments, right? Well, we don't have video evidence. We don't have, you know, a memo, an email that says specifically that Joe Biden took money, right?
Well, we do have a video of Joe Biden doing the exact same thing that his son was hired to have his father do.
Right, exactly.
But so, I mean, we do have video evidence. We have phone evidence.
The problem is they used that bit of evidence to impeach Trump. So you can't use that evidence again because it's already used for Donald Trump.
It's been used, yeah. It's like,
right. Exactly.
It's crazy. And one thing, you talk about Joe Biden in this time, another thing that adds to the word the danger to me is the fact that Joe Biden tends to say things that the White House then backtracks from.
Right.
So you're not really sure who's making the decision and what is the real policy. And so, you know, so that is an instability, right, alone that makes things dangerous. Because you don't know, like, in the Trump White House, you knew who the guy was. You knew who, you know, you knew what the situation was. You knew
right.
who made the decisions and what they were standing for. What they were going to do, Trump would always keep you guessing. Which made him really a threat to those people.
Right.
But you knew it was him. This case, you don't know, and that confusion adds the danger level. Mm-hmm. The worst it started over confusion and stupid.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, people have suggested, Al, that it's Barack Obama who's pulling the strings here. Well, you know, in 8 years with Barack Obama, the strings that he pulled, what did he get right? Okay, we killed Osama bin Laden. But, I mean, outside of everything else, I mean, what can you look back and say, hey, wow, we need this guy. He needs to be our forever president because he was just so awesome.
Yeah, I mean... for something he did right, but once
yeah,
he did, this is a big deal to me. Is in the lead up to the Iran negotiation, he blocked, he sabotaged an effort by the DEA to shut down Hezbollah's drug running operation in conjunction with cartels. Hezbollah, dangerous terrorist group in the world. They're running drugs in the U.S. to make some money to do terrorist things. And the DEA had these people to get the right. They had it. They were working on it with other countries. They were working on it to take that network down. And Obama sabotaged it, shut down Operation Cassandra. Politico wrote about it as a gesture of goodwill to Iran. Hezbollah. The same people are coming into this country now.
There's
people who are like the dangerous terrorist group in the world getting involved for the fight in Israel.
Yeah.
The problem here today is because of what was done during the Obama administration.
Well, and they're back in operation now under the Biden administration, right? I mean, they're working with cartels in Mexico.
Oh, sure. You know, the only people who benefit from the Bidenomics are the cartels and the terror groups. And the traffickers. Yeah, Bidenomics is great for them. Anybody else? Forget about it.
Yeah. Well, Al, I mean, the whole idea of what the, you know, how so many people are complicit on this, and the mainstream media has done such a poor job. And, of course, the New York Times, of all newspapers,
I mean, what they did, they kneecapped Biden on his way to the Middle East. He's going to meet with these Arab leaders so they can kind of come together and talk about, okay, what do we do about this? Because we all have, you know, we've got all got a vested interest here. But it's interesting, the Arab nations, the neighboring Arab nations, don't look at it as a vested interest necessarily. It's like, you know, why should we get involved, you know? And we'll just take a step back. And, you know, you guys have been dealing with this Palestinian deal. But yet it's almost like the Palestinians are the ugly stepchild for the Arab nation. Because even the Arab nations, whether it's Egypt, Jordan, you know, Saudi Arabia, they don't want these Palestinians. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, OK, so what is going on here? I mean, everybody is, you know, because basically, you know, all the Arab nations are in an uproar about taking care of Palestine because they are the Palestinians, because they don't want anything to do with them. They don't want it to be their problem. And the international community is so, you know, self-righteous and whatever, they'll go into their coffers, they'll spend all the money, and Saudi Arabia doesn't have to do anything about it. They have to worry about it. You know, Qatar, which is a double agent there, which is amazing to me, how they're, you know, how they've carved out a niche for themselves, and they're making money on both sides, whether it's the United States or the Arabs or Iran. They're playing both sides to the middle, and they're still able to survive because you need somebody. This is how messed up and how what a bunch of liars and deceivers that the Arabs are, is that you need somebody who's kind of the translator who can make money in order to be the intermediary between all the lying parties. Is this crazy?
Oh yeah, it is such a mess. And you're right. A lot of people, you know, you throw in there also the idea that there's almost more like anger and pro-Palestinian noise on the streets of the U.S. and on campuses than there is in these Arab countries.
Right.
You know, it's pretty,
well, and you heard PJK, right? You know, her comments about, you know, Muslims being, you know, the most persecuted. You know, her statement was like, what? What are you talking about?
What made that odious is the fact it was an answer to a question about anti-Semitism.
Right.
It was a direct response to a question about anti-Semitism. What about, was her talking about how, you know, Muslim hate is growing and the slaves, the greatest victims of hate crimes or something to that effect. When the question was about anti-Semitism, it's one thing instead of saying, hey, we want to, you know, let's keep things calm, let's not go blame all the Muslims for what's going on and blah, blah, blah. You know, you can look at that. But this is a direct question about anti-Semitism when there are people, you know, police being beaten on the street, when there are all couples getting beaten on the street, when people are tearing down signs of missing hostages and
exactly
sitting and cursing anybody who challenges them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and then, again, you know, looking at the media, you've got you know, X had sent out, well, actually the B's, they said this is the worst, the most insane tweet they've ever seen, and that was when Eric Levitz, you know, wanted to make some sort of, you know, difference between babies that were beheaded or babies who were found headless.
Yeah. I even though... So I did clarify what he's doing. It's like, how do you write that tweet and not know what you're doing?
Exactly. Al Parada, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What?